No, but that's why I'm lately, because the Roy Chalmers demitted office. He gave up the leadership of C2 staff to someone else. So I'm saying that there may be other factors there that impede the return of the Barbados Workers Union. I'm only saying that it should not be that insoluble, that difficult to resolve.
Yes.
And as a way of looking at the larger picture of C2 staff's role in the new, in the social partnership, rather than have the ad hoc arrangement now where C2 staff attend as the designated representative of organized labor, and the BW attend in its own private capacity, individual capacity. I'm only saying that's untidy. That's one point. It should not be difficult to resolve, because I see the social partnership, as the Prime Minister has correctly said, playing a pivotal role in the society, in the changes and the policy formulation and so on. Right. Related to that is the question of reform of industrial relations, because the social partnership will have to play a critical role in evaluating policy changes in the industry, in the emerging and new employment relations system that will come out of the IMF program. There's no question about it.
Nope.
Layoffs, the management practices, recognition of trade unions, especially we have Parkland coming into the society now from a culture of regulation in Canada, right? And other multinational corporations, including many from the Caribbean, our friends in Trinidad and Tobago, whose multinationals are here, Massey and McInerney and so on, from a regulatory framework, with some indigenous Barbadian employers who philosophically resist attempts by trade unions, including the Barbados Workers Union, to organize the workers, with consequential negative effects. Pardon me?
I like to hear you speak. I've told you this before.
What? What is it, huh?
No, you articulate yourself well, Mr. Young. Please keep
thank
going.
You. You're very kind. I'm saying that the need to have a certain analysis of voluntarism as a philosophy for resolving industrial relations conflicts. Has its time passed? And if not, what can be put in place?
There's going to always be value in having labor representatives, for sure. What is going to be different is the types of relationships that exist and the different nuances based on, as you put, those external presences, or people's sets of peoples, whether it be multinationals, whether it be regional, you know, different types of corporations coming to the country. But there's always going to be value for representatives for workers. There's no doubt about that.
Certainly. But the test will come when workers try to seek representation through actions of trade unions. So chosen, preferred trade unions, in this case, the Barbados Workers Union, because when we talk about representation in the private sector, it's the BW. And we've had instances where...
It's largely the BWU.
thank you.
Largely BW.
But if you recall some of the experiences of that said Barbados Workers Union over the last 10, 15 years or so, where they lost battles in seeking permission to represent, recognition rights for employees who opt to exercise their constitutional and other labor rights. And lost. I did not go into details here, and the General Secretary herself alluded to some of the issues with other employers on an ongoing basis. I'm talking about compulsory recognition of trade unions, and we know the bill went to Parliament and died in Select Committee. A bill actually went to the House of to the Barbados Parliament with a view to establishing a policy on compulsory recognition of trade unions and died at Select Committee level.
Yes.
And this is an issue which I think the social partnership has to look at.
May want to
and
take
come
up.
Back.
Yes.
That's right. What is the policy regarding the rights of people to freedom of association and freedom of representation? This is an issue that will come up for attention. related to
the only question there would be, you started out on the basis of law reform, but yes. what mechanism, is it the social partnership that you are referencing as that body to have this type of discourse? Because
of course. Necessarily. It's part of consensus building.
Sorry, you're going on to something else there just now.
To the ERA and the employment
rights. I'll let you wrap it up.
The Employment Rights Act currently deals with individual employment rights.
Yes.
But I believe that if a policy on compulsory recognition of trade unions or compulsory arbitration of disputes, we need not create new institutions. Mm-hmm. A revised Employment Relations Act, not Employment Rights Act, can deal with both individual rights and collective rights. I have a permanent tribunal dealing with these issues as a way of expediting, dealing with the backlog of individual rights mm-hmm. and in the collective disputes that arise from time to time. And my last comment has to do, and this is all part of labor market reform, which I think is one of the areas that Dr. Ram of the CDB has been talking about, and our own emeritus professor Andrew Downs, labor market reform. Mm-hmm. And we've been changing laws, but in terms of substantive, active labor market policies, I suggest merging of the Barbados, the Ministry of Labor, and the Labor Department into a single labor administration as a way of solidifying those two institutions to enable it, the new labor administration, to play a more pivotal role in formulation and implementation of labor policy.
Does the labor department not now report into the ministry? It still falls under that
it does, umbrella. It does, but they're two separate institutions.
No, one is an agency of. They're not separate institutions. That's like the Ministry of Commerce and the Department of Commerce. One falls under the other. They may have different personnel and do a more distinct set of work, but they're very related.
But I understand that, but I'm suggesting the integration of the two, as has happened.
A deeper integration than existing.
Agriculture, with the Ministry of Agriculture, Public Works, Education, and Health. Remember, there used to be an old Department of Education and mm-hmm. Department of Public Works
yes.
and Department of Agriculture. They no longer exist. They are the technical side of agriculture and public works and education and health is part of the ministries, the appropriate ministries. It is not so in the area of labor administration.
It is subsumed.
So a dispute between an employer and a union
goes to the labor department.
And then mm-hmm. to the minister.
And then reported to the minister.
An integrated labor administration as envisaged in the ILO convention, I think it's 150 or something like that, would expedite and remove the layers which triggered disputes, some and the misunderstanding by individuals. I won't go into that either.
But isn't that supposed to assist with reducing the attention or the deliberate attraction straight to the minister as opposed to and letting the officials within the ministry, so rightly being the Labour Department, deal with labour-specific issues? As opposed to everything going straight to the minister?
But you're raising a separate issue now. Is it proper for a dispute to be referred to the minister?
No, only when, which is as it exists now. And unfortunately, too many things have gone directly to the minister, probably because the Labour Department, persons in the Labour Department were so minded as not to deal with them, or probably not executing as should. I have no idea, so I don't speak to it at all because I'm not poised with any details. But I don't think that labor disputes should go to the minister.
I agree with you, and that's just why I contend that an integrated labor administration with the expertise available to the social partners, the private sector, as well as trade unions, will be better placed to deal with the issues and have a regulatory framework that permits the dispute to be referred from the technical level to an impartial tribunal to compulsorily resolve the dispute and take the politics out of dispute settlement. That's what I recommend.
I'm going to have to thank you for your contribution. You were saying one last sentence?
Oh, no. I was saying that foreign direct investors, when they come in, they say, what are the rules?
Okay.
How is recognition resolved and how are disputes resolved?
And let me be clear.
The voluntaristic and free collective bargaining arrangement is not one that they're accustomed to, or are not issues they're accustomed to, and consequently it leads to unnecessary tension between both parties.
Okay. Thank you so much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
A focus on you.
Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Are you hearing me?
Hearing you loud and clear.
Again, just run through the things I got to say, and if you care to, you can respond to them. I can answer a question. What is the best way to control a person? Put it a knife to the throat or a gun to the head?
You're going to run through, or you want me to respond?
I want you to respond to that one.
That's not control. That's violence.
No, it's a way of controlling them. I ask a question. If you don't want to ask the question, say so. But they can answer it. It's neither one of them. It's getting that person's mind. And politicians of both political parties have gotten into the minds of most of the populace in Barbados. So much so that when the party that they support is doing the world of foolishness, those people don't have the heart to get up and say nothing. Nothing. If they do say something, they defend it to the hilt. I have an assignment for the statsman. I want him to take a minister's salary, multiply it by 12 months, and then multiply that by 24 months. Come and tell the public what is the total figure, and then compare that to the earnings of a person who a minimum wage earner. And tell the public who should be sent home. I want him, if he got the guts to do it, because if he don't do it, I can come after him with everything he has, and I'm very serious about it. I do not like people who support a party that do wrong things and support whatever.
Supports, I guess it's that man supports one party and it's not to your favor. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
This is very, very important. It is confidence, right? Mm-hmm. Now, because that I believe that most people in Barbados and out of Barbados, including the government itself, the department administration itself, weren't sure what they were doing. Now, I noticed with great interest, in fact, I was very pleased that the government has signed, Barbados signed an agreement with the Green Climate Fund, on Monday, where the government will receive an initial U.S. $200,000 grant funding, which will enable access to U.S. US $1 million annually, right?
Mm-hmm.
For improving Barbados. Engagement with the fund give them a further US $3 million, right? And to the national adaptation plans. But you know what is really interesting? This is another classic example where this government, where the country was basically on stall for the past 10 years. Now, if I could cast my mind back in 2016, so that'd be 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
On the 3rd of February 2016, a $30 million Japan/Caribbean climate change partnership, right? That was at Radica Hotel.
At where? Sorry?
No, I said the signing took place at Radica Hotel.
Radisson
Hotel. Now, 8 Caribbean countries joined up with it. Would you believe that Barbados was not one of those 8? Now, where you had a lot of finding for the green economy and things like adaptation and things
what,
like that.
What was the name of the thing that they signed up to?
That they signed up to, it was the...
It was the CRIF? This is the regional, Caribbean regional?
No, it wasn't a regional thing. It was the funding came from really Jamaica and Jamaica, not Jamaica, what is that? Japan. Japan, United Nations.
You said there were several countries, there were the regional countries. Right, and yeah. It wasn't a regional grant?
But, oh, I thought you mean where the money was. I thought you mean where the funding came from. Yes, the countries in the Caribbean could have, those that who were interested have gotten grant, well, not really grant funding from the CMM thing.
You said those who were interested. So Barbados wasn't interested, or Barbados was graduated from that type of funding?
No. If you watch how Barbados...
I ask a question, just for clarity, because I need to understand the name of this thing you're talking about. You're suggesting that Barbados refused.
I don't think they are graduated.
What evidence do you have that it did or did not take place?
Because look here now, Monday, mm-hmm. The government is able to sign up to the said basic sort of a thing, green funding.
But we have a green climate fund it was a green energy fund,
right,
that was being administered by the Ministry of Energy for the last 5 years,
mm-hmm.
of which there were several beneficiaries, private sector beneficiaries.
That was from the IADB?
No, I don't think it's the IADB. IADB may be one of the partners.
Right.
But this is not the first time that we're getting green funding. That's all I'm saying.
No. But I'm saying, right? I remember the same Minister Law. I prefer to call him Minister Law. On the said day, he walked out through Barbados with a group of journalists, right? And he was bemoaning the fact that the climate change adaptation and mitigation project, right, mm-hmm. may be hampered by a lack of access to funds. He was saying at that time that Barbados, it was hampered by the lack of funds. But here it is. You have a fund that opened up in Barbados. But if you look at the Pharma administration, I find there were too many, they were pretty shy to me, dealing with these, a lot of international agencies, like the multilateral financial agencies, the IMF, the IADB, CDB, the Canadian government. I don't know the reason why, but it seemed rather strange to me that they shy away from them and then always want to deal with individuals or groups. I also remember the Canadian government wanted to offer Barbados a $40 million reverse osmosis project, and they said it's a $40 million project, and it will produce about 30% of drinkable water to Barbados. The last time the Minister of Finance, he was at a function, and they said, one of the ministers from Canada reminded him about it, and they never took up the offer. I don't understand why the last government seemed rather slow and dealing with these international agencies, but they were quick to deal with individuals. And this remind me of says the same thing. Even in the case of what's happened there, the university, the medical facilities, the medical school. He said, you had university with a...
Before you go to the second one, in February 2018, mm. the... Green, there's a term for it. Yes, the Green Climate Fund,
right.
Similar to what you're...
Right, this
was approved in February of 2018 for a water sector sustainability project. And this is only for Barbados. What I'm hearing suggests...
That is the water work?
Yes. It was signed by the BWA.
Yeah.
$45.2 million.
Yeah. I know that water works, the BWA, but it's something separate and distinct to what I'm talking about.
But you're saying that Barbados doesn't seem to get to get funding before now. That's what you're suggesting.
No, that's not what I'm suggesting.
That's
no,
what you just said.
I said this is what I'm saying, right? No, that is why he said this was is separate and distinct from the minister law. He's the minister that fall on. But the BWA is a government entity. So that that was separate and distinct to Dr. Lowe's ministry when he was a minister at the time. I know I'm not talking about the fund, but the BWA, I get. That's separate and distinct to where these ministers went out there dealing with loans, etc. Generally, like the Care Hill Project and this sort of a thing. In Care Hill Project.
No, I want you to finish your point because I'm trying to clarify what you're saying. You said, and then I intervened before you went on to the part about the school.
About the school you had?
No, I just wanted you to finish what you were saying. You were developing a point to indicate something. I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I want you to be clear on what you were saying.
Yeah, I said, no, I just said this is neither one of those, to me, strange examples where you feel the previous administration shied away from what called these international agencies always keep your feet to the fire. But when you get a lot of these individuals and different groups, well, I don't know. I would not go to say it because probably not go out. But you probably didn't have you would not have the strict restrictions placed on you, or rather transparency, if I may call it that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very glad that the new administration is moving the country forward and rescuing the country from 10 bad and 10 last years of the last administration.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Gill.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for holding.
Yes, well, I see you like the conversation with, I think it's Mr. Young.
Yes.
Right, enjoy that one. So, and I could see why. I think that his point of views and his topic was interesting, even though I couldn't follow him. Right, I'm not like you. He probably on your wavelength, right? So you actually you did tell him that you like how he's articulate himself. So since that I can't follow him that good, I would think that I would lose you at times, right? So I just want you listening to see how it does be. You might think that you can't understand me, but you know that I can't understand everybody. But I know that he was talking good things. That's one thing, for sure, even though he couldn't keep up.
Okay,
you're talking with Mr. P, and then you ask the question if you think the stats man is biased. Remember that?
I asked that question?
Yeah, I think you asked the question. You think the stats man is biased. You didn't ask that question?
I was more responding to his his analysis. So
right.
I was trying to grasp what he was saying.
Right. Yeah, you asked it, but he didn't get the answer. And then I don't know if you didn't notice, but there was some music going on while he came in. And they couldn't, and a funny thing, it was a voice in my head, instrumental. And I didn't hear this thing playing while he was talking. But obviously you didn't hear it. If not, it would have been distracting. Right. So the stats man, to me, is clearly biased. But other people would think that I am biased as well. But I will show my balance by saying I believe that Dale Marshall could have been the prime minister too. Right? Don't think that I know I got a problem with everybody on the other side. He handled not only that, but I could say he handled the situation there with the maybe was getting this tropical system coming down very well. And he handled it so well that the prime minister had to rush and come back home. Right? So I ain't all the biased as you may think. I believe that we need some of you want Barbados to be a one party state, but you don't know how dangerous that is, even when you have the party that the white people more prefer in Barbados. That is the only one thing that I oppose the Barbados Labour Party for. It would have been the fact that the white class in Barbados don't really like the other party. But you would have got you all in a situation where you actually can't understand yourself. This last election was a perfect opportunity to give a new party its opportunity to see what they have to offer. But you had to went back to the Barbados Labour Party, because that seems to be the only thing that you know. Try new blood, right? Your first time caller, I actually like I could follow him too. I like fast talking.
Yeah, you're doing an assessment of the callers because you've gone through each of them. I don't need an analysis of what took place. Share what your perspective is and let's move on.
Right, but it is my perspective on certain callers that is makes sense to me.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Okay.
Your first time caller, he was onto something interesting too. And legal aid is not really all that hard as you may think. All these things that you're all calling academia and so on, that in the academic arena, to me, all it calls for is being intelligent to understand these things. That is not all that difficult, but to set up the world so that you could got certain people. It start with the priest, because the priest used to be the one that used to be the scientist first, the cleric, you know, keeping documents and so on. So that's why I oppose state, because I supposed to be free. I'm supposed to be under. If you can tell me about God, well, I got to know God for myself first. Right? So I oppose to all this thing. They got the university set up now, not really a university, but like some high school where you go there to be trained. That shouldn't be. And I even hear a moderator using the office of being a scientist or being political scientist. And he using it to have his opinion, to force opinions. And it's nothing more than opinions. I can say the only thing that I see as science and what he does is that he has people going out there polling using mathematics. That is science. Not having opinion, right? I think Maureen Holder could agree with that. Political analysts analyzing it ain't all that hard. If you got your sense and understand emotions and people, right? So I want to look at the matter of faith, because you don't believe in faith. Confusing faith with belief. You know that, Gail, you know that the most things in the dictionary that you can find is nouns? You know that?
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, that's true. And the reason why the most things would be
most
nouns...
Most likely because there's so many things.
Right. Because if you don't know something and you just name it, it become a noun. So a faith would be a noun. But still we know that Without works, faith is dead. So that should be a verb. Right? Right? So, I just want to show you that we got to know for ourselves, because he think that faith can be blind. But there's still some wisdom in being naive. Right? Because I know what the naive Christians know is true, because they got experience. And again, answer this question, okay? I use this term, telepathy. What do you know about telepathy, Miss Gail?
All I said is that I'm not telepathic.
Okay.
Telepathy is being able to understand what somebody else is thinking. And none of us as human beings have that competence.
Mm. None of us as human beings has that ability?
None.
That's true, Miss Gail. All of us have this ability. All of it falls under what you call extrasensory perception.
None of us have the ability to know what somebody else is thinking. No human being.
I told you that is not true, Ms. Gay. You need it.
Right, so we agree to disagree. Move on.
Right, right. But what I'm saying to you, I got the experience of it, right? But there's...
So you can tell what I'm thinking right now?
Not no, Ms. Gay. Not no. But it is something that can turn on. That's why I talk about spirituality, because you have...
That's dabbling. And I'm saying a human being doesn't have that. That's dabbling. A human being doesn't have that ability.
Yes. I tell you that we does have it. All of us have psychic abilities. And your friend from Common American can say it. I know that he would agree to that. All of us have psychic ability, and a guy that is called you that, he's called Josephus, he will tell you so too. But okay. What they are doing is actually doing things with the food and the same fluoride in the water and chemtrail and then things to shut us down. That's why I oppose experts, because all of we is like little gods down here. I experience telepathy, and I know what they put in academia. What the white man put in his textbooks is not absolutely certain of what this thing really is. Because in order for Jesus, I can tell you what it is. You know what's going on in my mind. But I might know that there are my thoughts.
I actually don't know what's going on in your mind, hence why I said that I'm not telepathic.
But I'm trying to tell you that right now, it is not on. It is something that it got to do with the chakras and vibration. When these things are turned on, you could pick up vibrations that are going on. And there's certain things that times when the vibration is behind in this world, and people that are like sensitive to these things can't pick them up. That's why people who got certain, will predict things and do this. All these is what we call spirituality. I'm trying to tell you, it is not something that I got, no, but it's something in me that can't be turned on, right? It's an instrument. Your body is a receiver, and technology is mirroring all of these things, like your telephone, right? Your telephone is actually using radio waves. So we are like that. That is why when you talk about death, I know that you might not understand deeply what death is. When we die, we don't really die. That's why they got things like ghosts, people saying ghosts, because the spirit's still there, right? But I'm telling you that I know for a fact there's an evil spirit, because I experience telepathy, people having my thoughts. But when this thing passed, this phenomenon, and I have to confront them and tell them, this is what you were saying to me. This is what you were trying to do to me. They will tell me you're crazy.
Okay. Thanks so much for your contribution today. This is Down to Brass Tacks. I can hear a lot of wind in your phone. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, yeah. I'm calling about a few things that are needed in St. Peter. The Forgotten Parish, by it looks at everything. By the Morris Park Clinic, there needs to be a bus shelter. On the District E Police Station, the old District Police Station land, when they cleared it in April, they uncapped a very deep well. It's still on the land, now overgrown again, with a very deep well open. The jetty in Spikestown, can we please get that repaired? That's been down since Thomas passed. And those are just the three things.
Thank you so much. I wonder if you would have had a chance to speak to your DEO in your district emergency personnel. I'm not so sure, but this is Dr. Brass Tacks. Dr. Brass Tacks, good morning. You're on the air.